Buds 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden and the Homeland Security Secretary are arriving in El Paso, Texas this hour for a firsthand look at the migrant situation. Reporter Chris Fox is in El Paso.
President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will meet with local officials, faith leaders, and non-governmental organizations that have supported migrants. They'll also review enforcement operations at the busiest port in El Paso and tour a migrant services center.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Representative Veronica Escobar discussed what she hoped would come out of the president's visit.
He needs to hear about how, over time, the challenges that we have faced as a country on immigration, border issues, they have grown exponentially.
The Buffalo Bills are playing the New England Patriots in the first game since the Bills' Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during Monday night's game. What would a win mean for Buffalo's fans?
It would be everything. You know, just the accumulation of, you know, what happened on Monday night to Damar, and then just to, you know, have the community and the whole country surrounding him and his recovery, it's just going to basically be the cherry on the cake.
After the Bills' first touchdown, Damar Hamlin tweeted, "God behind all this, no coincidence." Atmospheric rivers have brought heavy rain and mountain snow over California. KCBS-TV's John Ramos has this update.
In the area of the Oakland Hills known as Piedmont Pines, the heavy rains and high winds have taken their toll on the huge trees that form a canopy over the neighborhood. Tim Ports and Elizabeth Faust say water is pouring out of the ground in places they've never seen before.
So it's saturating and it's coming out and it's making kind of a little crevice. So it's kind of near the trees and I was like, that can't be good, that much water coming out of the hill. It's got to be loosening up.
More rain is on the way. It was a prolonged battle as the House of Representatives and Republicans elected Kevin McCarthy as the new speaker. South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace told CBS the process certainly wasn't pretty.
Kevin McCarthy, it was the only member that I know of that could bring all the different groups together within our own party, because we do have different factions just like Democrats do. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing is that sometimes democracy is messy. It looks kind of like an unnecessary and prolonged food fight.
The fight lasted through 15 rounds over multiple days. Russian attacks have been continuing across Ukraine despite Moscow's promised ceasefire.
In the east, fighting continued during this Russian truce, especially around the city of Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. That's something that President Zelensky talked about last night. He said that Russian troops continued to target Ukrainian positions around Bakhmut was proof of how false Moscow's words are.
The BBC's Hugo Bashega in Kyiv. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Better days are coming. It's called Saturday and Sunday at Jammers Bar and Grill. On the weekend, kick back with the Jammers 5 Beer Bucket Special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Jammers is the best in burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Don't forget Jammers is the spot for fun, and they have plenty of room for your next party. That's Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
High temperatures reach up to 26 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight, cloudy skies expected. 29 tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense for this Tuesday, December 13th, or should I say, welcome to the State of the Wisconsin Common Cold. So forgive me if you get a moment of silence or two where I'm coughing because I was doing that much of the night last night, but I appear to have rallied a bit here, at least long enough to hang out with Aaron for a little while and the rest of you. So we'll see what we can get done over the next 2 hours together, shall we? Coming up this morning, we will learn a new hashtag Dirt Road Democrat, which is also the name of a new podcast from Jess Piper. She's part of a growing chorus of rural progressives who want a greater year-round effort to fight misinformation, recruit candidates, and show rural voters how Republicans use them at election time and abuse them once they're in power. She'll talk about her run for legislature in rural Missouri and how it has led now to a hashtag, a podcast, and again, joining plenty of folks in Wisconsin in Democratic circles who feel more needs to be done as well, could always be done as well. We seem to have a theme here because in our 7 o'clock hour, again, about the rural economy, we will chat with Hans Breitenmoser about the priorities that were set at last weekend's annual Wisconsin Farmers Union Convention, basically, again, economic priorities for rural Wisconsin, which still has plenty of family farmers and other producers who deserve better representation from their legislature and their members of Congress. We will discuss the newly unearthed text messages between the Trump White House chief of staff and members of Congress, including Ron Johnson, as some of them made plans or talked about, in some cases, barely even transparent suggestions to overthrow the government and the will of the voters. So we'll follow what has been discovered in those text messages that were turned over to the January 6th committee. There is a Milwaukee Brewers trade of note, and we are watching a winter storm creep closer. And Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio will join us a little bit before 8 o'clock to tell us what's happening on his fine radio show up there in Wausau. If you'd like to reach us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com is the email. And by phone, it's either 844-967-2789 or 715-388. 7155. Aaron Zommers will be there. He's here. And so far he's been on notice that he doesn't have to carry the full 2 hours yet, but you know, so far the voice is holding out, Aaron.
So far we're good. So far so good. But you know, just in case, we can always just start playing audio from yesterday and just make people have some deja vu.
Yeah, exactly. Deja vu is never a bad thing. like I said, I'm actually surprised how smooth things sound on the outside, given how much coughing was going on last night and how rough I sounded yesterday. But it just does remind me that when it comes to men getting sick, you know, as we get older, we hope we get wiser and try to avoid, you know, man, baby, husband syndrome, which is a thing. It's actually quite real. The more women and wives I meet over the years, and the more us guys talk, you know, the more I realize that if there are women who got their leg caught in a bear trap, they would simply chew it off and still show up at work. Well, a lot of guys would maybe not do so well and complain about it all the time. And you might think I'm telling on myself, and I am, as a very young man, but there might be symptoms of that going through with this particular bug as well. So apologies to the woman who had the courage to marry me to put up with all that coughing last night. All right, the Brewers did make a trade. All-star catcher William Contreras is coming to the Brewers as part of a three-team deal. It's between Oakland and Atlanta. There are a lot of players and moving parts. I am not going to outline those for you here. We're just going to talk about what the Brewers got out of it. We sent away an outfield prospect, Estery Ruiz. We received right-handed pitchers Joel Pamps and Justin Yeager, along with Contreras. Contreras is about to turn 25. His birthday is on Christmas Eve. He made the National League All-Star team as a designated hitter for Atlanta in 2022. He batted .278, 20 homers, 45 RBIs, while making 57 starts at catcher, 31 starts at designated hitter, and one in left field. So the Brewers president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, said his bat is something that has the chance to be really special. They do know that he has some defensive shortcomings as catcher, but they're willing to take a chance on that. And the Brewers bolstered their bullpen with the additions of Pamps, who was with the Royals and went 3-6 with a 3.23 ERA, and Yeager, who spent the 2022 season in the Braves farm system. So that's what we have to look forward to potentially. And if I have time a little later, I'm going to bring up the tie-in to J.J. Hardy. That was a big trade when the Brewers traded away J.J. Hardy. Somebody has traced all of the evolution of what the Brewers received first from that trade, and then by trading those folks, and then by trading the next group. And you can see how trading away J.J. Hardy once upon a time actually has paid off quite handsomely in terms of some of the dividends, some of the players that we got. The Bucks are at home. They're going to host Golden State 6:30 tonight on TNT for a nationally broadcast game for your Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the Mark Meadows text messages to members of Congress talking about insurrection coming up right after this on Up North News Radio.
When a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
If only we could all be billionaires and just get whatever we want at election time. Matt Rothschild joins us now from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Truly one of the watchdogs of Wisconsin politics. Watchdog meaning somebody that goes through the extra work of crunching the numbers and helping put it all into perspective. So, Matt, thanks for doing that, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Pat. It's always nice to be with you.
Well, okay, the most recent report that folks have talked about from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is about the outside groups that spent money on Wisconsin elections. And by the way, just the statewide elections. We're not talking Senate and U.S. House. And that $93 million didn't just, you know, tickle the old record. It blew past it and then some. I mean, I don't know how to put this to you, because obviously you knew it was going to be a record amount, but did you actually have a number in your head? Did you think we could get close to $100 million in outside money?
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? $93 million spent on governor's race, attorney general's race, legislative races. I mean, as you point out, it shattered the old record by 50%. And if you go back to 2010, it's five times what this outside spending was in 2010. 2010, incidentally, and not coincidentally, was the year that Citizens United was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, which said that corporations and super rich people could spend unlimited amounts of money with these outside groups to try to tell us who to elect and who not to elect. And so we've seen the disastrous consequences of that Citizens United decision.
When you look at them in terms of the number of groups involved, you kind of see a bit of balance, if you want to call it that, in that 35 groups spent about $48 million to benefit Republicans, and about 36 groups spent $44 million to benefit Democrats. So a cynic would look at that and say, oh, well, that's basically parity. So if both sides are spending equal amounts, really, what's the big deal? But really, it comes back to the whole concept of, you know, who gets to communicate with voters, you know, who are in Wisconsin and who care about Wisconsin issues, and, you know, the outsized role that out-of-state money plays.
Yeah, and the voice and opinions of regular Wisconsinites are just drowned out by this outside money. Yes, there are some super rich folks on the left, and of course there are super rich folks on the right. And the Republican outside groups had a slight advantage, but not an astronomical advantage. But the point is that the people who are funding these groups are the super rich on both sides. And our democracy isn't supposed to be a tug of war between a handful of right-wing billionaires and a handful of left-wing billionaires. In a real democracy, we'd all have an equal tug on the rope, and we just don't. And I bet that every single one of your listeners, Pat, understands that they don't have the same voice. We don't have the same voice as the super rich as to who gets elected and what laws are passed and what policies are pursued.
Right. And we're, you know, we have been banging the drum repeatedly about Dick and Liz Eline and Diane Hendricks, billionaires who are taking advantage of this extremely flawed system. And as we've talked over and over again about the return on investment for Senator Ron Johnson, you know, the money that they spent, millions of dollars,
$29 million,
$29 million. But you kind of equate it to like tipping your waitstaff at the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, they spent so the horribly misnamed Wisconsin Truth Pack was founded and primarily funded by the Elines and Diane Hendricks. And the Elines and Diane Hendricks were the folks who benefited to the tune of $200 million each in 1 year alone from the passage of that tax cut that Ron Johnson put through the legislature in Congress. And as a result, you know, what is their $29 million but a 15% tip or a little thank you note?
It is. I mean, it's honestly a tip. You know, it's thanks for the hundreds of millions. Here's a little something for the effort.
And so it's not only that our voices are drowned out, but the opportunities for corruption rise very high. And we see that with the donations expenditures by Diane Hendricks and Eline. I mean, they're getting something on the backside of their donations to Ron Johnson. And our government shouldn't be up for sale.
No, I mean, this is as much an example of, you know, greasing palms as it comes. Matt Rothschild, the executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, is joining us. I'm looking at notes from a speech you gave to the League of Women Voters shortly after Election Day last month. And you covered this and so many of the other things that need to be addressed or fixed, the way that people get around, you know, contribution limits. One of them, for example, you talk about that, well, Tim Michaels, you know, said he self-funded a lot of the money. His brothers were able to basically use the rules in a way that, while it doesn't directly, you know, incriminate them, come on, the dots are right there for the connecting.
So this is a real scandal, too. I mean, the Wisconsin legislature under Scott Walker totally rewrote our campaign finance laws in 2015. They doubled the amount that individuals could give to their favorite candidate for governors. That is rich individuals, because the limit's now $20,000. And who among your listeners, Pat, can give $20,000? But even worse than that, they rewrote the law to tear down any limit on donations to the political parties. Prior to that, there was a $10,000 de facto limit on how much you could give to the political parties. Now there's no limit whatsoever. So what did the Michaels brothers do when Tim finally said, I don't want to pour out all my money into my losing campaign? Two of his brothers gave $20,000 to Tim Michaels, the maximum legal limit. And then they turned around and gave $1.5 million each to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, which, guess what, turned around and gave $3 million in change back to the Tim Michaels campaign. So they use the Republican Party of Wisconsin as a laundromat here. And it just makes a joke on our ability to limit what an individual can give to a political candidate. And it's just, you know, we got to fix that problem. That's outrageous.
It really is. And again, for folks that might have missed the numbers before, each of the Michaels brothers gave $1.5 million to the Republican Party. So about $3 million total. And not long after that, the Republican Party gave $3 million to Tim Michaels. And so it was, you know, you can read that as a, you know, de facto gift far and above the contribution limits. But again, they're just making a mockery out of the system. And it's not something that, unfortunately, is going to, you know, change immediately, because you've got a legislature where, again, this can't be said enough. Tony Evers won the governor's race with 51% of the vote, 51 to 48. Is the state assembly basically 51-48? No. Republicans have nearly a two-thirds majority, and will probably end up with a two-thirds majority in the state Senate as well, further illustrating between, you know, not just the money issues, Matt, but the gerrymandering of how rigged things are these days.
Yeah, the gerrymandering that Robin Voss committed this time around is really egregious. It's even worse than the horrible one that they did in 2011. And I was there when Robin Voss was testifying about the maps that he and Devin Lemahieu drew. There were only two people who testified in favor of those maps, and it was Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu. They couldn't find one Wisconsin citizen to testify in favor of their rigged maps, and there were about 200 of us who signed up to testify against. And I was there while Robin Voss was on the witness stand, where he admitted that he used partisanship in the drawing of the maps, which is to say, he confessed to the crime of gerrymandering. He looked at the maps and looked at how districts were voting, you know, who was voting Democrat and who was voting Republican, and drew the maps to favor Republicans. I mean, look, in this last election up in the Northwest, Douglas, Ashland, and Bayfield counties, they all went to Evers by 57 or 58%. And yet there's not a single Democrat representing those 57% of the population of those counties in the state legislature. There's not a state assembly person and there's not a state senator because those maps are rigged.
They are. And again, this is something that is going to be with us for a bit. And the thing is not to walk away from it, but to continue to beat that drum and remind people of a crime that basically is in progress right now. And we'll get to ways to, you know, at least start to try to turn things around in just a minute. But I want to get to those folks who will be like, well, you know, Democrats too. Yes, there, like I said, there were Democratic groups out there. But you also pointed out something interesting about the 10 individuals who gave that $20,000 maximum donation to Governor Tony Evers, which, again, he appreciated, needed, used. But those 10 biggest donors, you know, one of these things is not like the others.
Yeah, I mean, I'm against big money coming from outside Wisconsin telling us who to vote for here in Wisconsin. And of Evers' biggest donors, 9 of the 10 were from outside of Wisconsin. Some were from California. Some were from the East Coast. I mean, why should a doctor in California tell us or try to influence who should be governor of Wisconsin?
That's just it. When you have money like that, and something I certainly saw a lot as a legislator and as a candidate for Congress, is you have very wealthy folks in either very blue or very red areas who feel like, you know, they can't really make a difference locally. So they look for opportunities around the country to send money. And again, while that might sound well-intentioned, is that really the system we want of, you know, the wealthiest around the country can kind of pick and choose what elections they play in?
Yeah, I don't think it is. And our politics have become so nationalized now that the super rich on both sides, you know, are looking at those contested states like Wisconsin and throwing their money around. But they, you know, they couldn't find Sheboygan on a map. You know, they don't know how to pronounce half the towns in Wisconsin. So why should they be dominating our airwaves? And part, again, of the problem is that the legislature under Walker made it possible for people to give unlimited donations to the political parties here in Wisconsin. Beforehand, you know, the most that a super rich person in California could give to the Dems was $10,000. And now they can give unlimited amounts of money, and some are scraping the sky with their donations.
Mm-hmm. Now, it will be obviously best if we could finally amend the Constitution once and for all, and also take action on the state level about gerrymandering and campaign finance rules. There's not a lot that can be done about the U.S. Supreme Court in this day and age, but there sure as heck is something people out there can do about the Wisconsin Supreme Court makeup, isn't there?
Yeah, one of the biggest news stories of this year is that Pat Rogensack, the arch reactionary former Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, is stepping down. And so that means that the Wisconsin Supreme Court would be 3-3 liberal conservative with her off the court. And the person who gets elected in the April election will determine the ideological balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so that's a really important election for folks. There'll be a primary in February, and then the final will be in April. And so I'm encouraging all your listeners to go out and vote, both in the primary, but especially in April, so that we can have a Wisconsin Supreme Court that is a little more open. Let's remember, Pat Rogensack was one of the three arch reactionaries on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who was perfectly willing to throw out tens of thousands of votes and hand the election over to Donald Trump. In the case that Donald Trump brought against the state of Wisconsin, claiming that there was all sorts of shenanigans happening in that vote, which weren't happening, of course.
Right, right.
And so good riddance to Pat Rogensack, and let's have a more decent, more reasonable justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Let's keep people involved, and that's what you always end with. And folks, wisdc.org is the website to go to learn more, to be a contributor, or to take some other kind of action. Matt Rothschild, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Up North News Radio continues after this.
your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 26 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight, cloudy skies expected, 29 tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Never go wrong with Vince Guaraldi. This is Up North News Radio. It's a Monday morning. 33. Kristen Lyerly joins us now. And I always get it mixed up. I don't remember if she's in Hibbing or Bemidji or Ely or someplace up there on the Iron Range. It's Hibbing, right?
I'm in Hibbing, way up north.
Yep, way up north. Doing what docs sometimes have to do is you know, what's it called? Locums? Is that like Latin for temp or something?
I don't know exactly what the translation is, but essentially it's temping.
Yeah, you're temping.
Yeah, I come here to give the docs up here a break. They would love to have another doc or two, but there's such a huge crisis in, you know, rural physicians and physicians in general, but having physicians in rural areas that this is a pretty popular thing right now.
Oh, it really is. And again, unfortunately for overall healthcare costs, they have to pay handsomely for people to do it. I know because my wife will sometimes do locums work in Minocqua. She's done this in Ladysmith and, you know, keeps getting offered for places like, you know, Weston and elsewhere. And again, it's because you can have a place like, you know, a town with two docs, and that can be enough on a daily basis. But it also means they would never get a vacation, or if they did, one would be on call like 24/7. So you don't really need the next doc, but you certainly need somebody to rotate in now and then. And so that's what brings you up north and has you, learning more about the culture of Northern Minnesota, leading with it's cold.
It's actually not that cold, but it's so gray. I mean, it's gray all across Wisconsin too. It's just,
Yeah, we were talking about that on the drive back from Madison yesterday. It's just so gray. Just, I mean, Seattle-ish in its grayness, not in its raininess.
That's one thing that at the Civic Media Holiday Party was very interesting. Being up in the Governor's Club on the 12th floor and looking out at what is supposed to be a very beautiful view of the Capitol building, and it's just all fog and snow hanging in the air, very washed out and gray.
Wah, wah, Aaron. But, you know, not only is it gray, it's dark. I mean, what are we getting, like 8 hours of sunlight a day? It's just like, this is the hardest time of year for people like me who just love light. Actually, no, it's not. January and February are worse because then the holidays are over and football is over and it's just dark winter.
It's true. I mean, there's all you can do then is count the days till spring, or in my case, I count the days till spring training, you know, and baseball and things like that, because that's all that's left. But it's also why I almost always make sure to have some kind of a winter, if not a vacation, at least a long weekend to look forward to. If I don't have that anticipation, you know, it's killer. That was one of the things we learned during medical residency, is you have to have that next thing to look forward to get you through from day to day, whatever it is, whatever you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, it's really true. And you also have to have those things in your house that get you through every single day. Like for me, it's candles and light and a good book. Winter is that time that you just tuck it in and you just, you know, essential oils, whatever it is, something that smells good. Just take care of yourself so that when summer comes, you are just ready to hit the ground running.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, one newsy thing that I wanted to bring up, and it's more like a preview of coming attractions, but I just want to let folks know, I asked Kristen a couple days back. I said, you know, the election's passed and I know people needed some recovery time. I said, I haven't really talked to anybody from the, you know, Moms for Mandela group. And I said, you know, have you touched base, or, you know, are these folks that are going to stay involved, or as often happens, and you wouldn't blame them, or are they going to be like, nope, that was terrible. You know, I'm moving on. I'm doing other things with my life. That is definitely not the response that you got and that I heard as well.
That's not at all what I'm hearing. Well, the thing that motivates us is our ability to make our decisions about our bodies. And that's not better. The election has happened, but our primary issue has not gone away. So the women who have been who have gotten politically active because of what's going on in the world right now continue to be politically active. And I think will be politically active because, you know, like I said, our issue has not gone away. We're just learning how to organize. Many of us are just doing this for the first time. So we're motivated and we are ready to make some much needed change.
And so I, in talking with one of the members, they said, yep, we've actually created a new group. And so at some point in the very near future, we're going to have them on. But the group previously known as Moms for Mandela is now called Motherhood for Good.
Oh, and I love it.
I know. It's, and I'm just looking at their Instagram site here. Motherhood for Good, informing, empowering, and mobilizing moms to get involved in progressive political advocacy. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, I was asking you during the commercial break, I'm like, you ever see something and you can't remember where you saw it? Was it in an email? Was it in a text message? It was.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Kospisalova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Kospisalova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center for today's border battle between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. These two teams have had a challenging start to the Big Ten season, with Wisconsin sitting at 0-4 in the Big Ten, Minnesota at 1-3. So can the Badgers turn their luck around, or will the Gophers secure their second conference win? We'll find out this afternoon. Now, before we begin, I would like to pass along this news from the program that Wisconsin senior Sydney Hilliard has decided to end her basketball career. She is leaving the Badgers due to personal reasons. Hilliard, a native of Monroe, Wisconsin, played in 78 games in her career for Wisconsin. Head coach Marissa Mosley saying, quote, "I have complete understanding and respect for Sid's decision." We'll talk more about this. I'll have a little bit more detailed information about this coming up in the pregame show during the Badger Notebook. Also coming up in the pregame, we'll get a scout of Minnesota with assistant coach Kate Barnosky. But coming up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Back to the Kohl Center, getting set for a border battle. It's Wisconsin and Minnesota here in Madison, now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. So defensively from your team, I was thinking about this. What do you want to see more from your team defensively that you think would translate to more cohesiveness on the floor?
A lot more communication. I think that's going to help us with our rotations. That's going to help us, knowing that ball screens are coming or rotating over, rotating down. If we're in the zone, talking about where shooters are or cutters are. We've spent a lot of time in this last week. We had this bye week here to really focus in on that. Also transition defense. I think we gave up entirely too many easy buckets to Purdue their last timeout, and that's something that Minnesota really kind of hangs their hat on, is pushing the ball in transition. And so that was something that we really focused in on, and I believe we got better at this week.
Yeah. So communication, obviously, that helps. How much? Because sometimes I'm going to relate this back to rebounding, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes to become a good rebounder, you just have to have that kind of will to go get the basketball. Is that kind of the same sometimes defensively, where you just have to say, you just have to be a little tougher, for lack of a better explanation?
Yeah, I think there's a grittiness that comes with it, and there's also a little bit of that chip on your shoulder, like you're not going to beat me one-on-one, and if you can guard your guy one-on-one, then as a team, we don't have to help, we don't have to rotate as much, and so it allows us to really dig in a little bit. And so I think that's something else I've challenged our team on, like having a little bit more of a chip on our shoulder, playing with a little bit more of an underdog mentality, like this is not expected of you would come out and win these games. So let's make sure that we take it to people or see your night. And my team competes. I have no, my kids work hard, but we need to get over that hump. And in order to do that, we have to have those small things and clean that up, and obviously clean up our turnovers too.
Yeah. Now this team here at the Kohl Center, 500 teams so far at home this season. Can you describe to our listeners what it's like for a player on the court when that crowd starts to get loud? Because I've heard them get loud at times this season, and even as a broadcaster, kind of like, okay, let's go. What does that mean for a player?
Yeah, I think it just gets your juices going like anybody else. If you hear the roar of a crowd and you're not even in the game, you're just a part of it. That's it can be deafening at times, and it can be and contagious. And I think for the players, that gets us and them that extra little bit of motivation. I think Seattle Seahawks have like their sixth man or whatever. There's an advantage to that, and that's why people love playing at home. And we've been really fortunate to have some fantastic people in the community who've come out and support us, have seen the growth. And I know that that they'll continue to do that because they know what we're building here, and that's going to be really special.
Best of luck today.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. That's Marissa Mosley, the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Keep it right here. We'll get a scout of Minnesota coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And back at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin versus Minnesota in this Big Ten matchup today. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Kate Barnoski. Let's go right to the Gophers. Mara Braun is a freshman who leads them in scoring this season. When you look at her on film, what do you see?
She's a really good player, and she's a winner. She wants the ball in her hand. She makes tough shots. So it's, again, team defense against her. Great three-point shooter, gets to the rim. So really well-rounded, does a lot for them.
Minnesota's a great rebounding team so far this season. They're tops in the conference. I think they're 22nd in the nation. So how much of a battle will it be trying to keep, you know, that rebounding number in on your side?
It's definitely focused. We need to box out. We need to push back. They're physical, and they go after the board. So it's definitely one of our keys today.
Yeah. What are some other keys to beating the Gophers today?
I think we want to get out and transition and run on them. They're a good transition offense team, but I think we can push the pace as well. And I think we play better when we're playing a little freer in transition. So that's a key. And then defensively, it's got to be team defense, talking, and ending every possession with a box out.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Kate Barnoski. Keep it right here. More coming up on the pregame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate.
help him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 15. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tuesday under overcast skies. 36 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Madison, Wisconsin.
And welcome back to Madison at the Kohl Center. Time for the Badger Notebook. It is Wisconsin versus Minnesota. The Badgers come in 0-4 in the Big Ten. Minnesota comes in with a 1-3 record. And the Badgers are coming off a loss at Purdue last Sunday, 73-61. Now, they did shoot 49% from the floor. That was the second best shooting performance of the season. But on the flip side, Wisconsin committed a season high in turnovers, 26 of them. Purdue scored 30 off those Badger mistakes. Avery LaBarbera, one of the best performances of the season for her. She had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. And we'll keep an eye on Julie Pospisilova. She's scored in double figures for the Badgers in 4 straight games and leads the team with 13.5 points per game. Also, this from the program, Wisconsin's Sydney Hilliard is no longer a Wisconsin Badger. Hilliard, a senior with this team, has decided to end her basketball career, according to a release by the university, for personal reasons. Quote, Sydney says, I have decided that it is time for me to step away from the game of basketball so I can concentrate on my own well-being. This was not a decision I took lightly, and I'm looking forward to earning my degree in the coming months and moving toward the next chapter of my life. The love and support of my family, friends, Badger teammates, and coaches has meant the world to me, and I'll always be grateful to all of them. Hilliard, out of Monroe, Wisconsin, played in 78 games for the Wisconsin Badgers, averaging 11.7 points per game, 4.7 rebounds per contest, and 2.9 assists per game. We'll keep it right here. We'll take a quick spin around the Big Ten. Coming up next, then it's the Badgers and Gophers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar & Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Just three Big Ten women's basketball games today. Now, yesterday saw number 16 Iowa beat number 14 Michigan 94-85. It was 13th ranked Maryland over Michigan State 94-85. Rutgers topped Nebraska 57-45. Penn State 70, Purdue 60. Today, the three games, one has gone final as third ranked Ohio State remains undefeated on the season 17-0 after an 87-81. One win in Columbus over Illinois. Also just underway, sixth-ranked Indiana is at Northwestern. And here in Madison, it's Minnesota versus Wisconsin. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted